Welcome to the Impact Story Podcast, where we are excited to talk about where God is uniquely showing up in our daily walk. On this podcast, you'll hear real-life stories of God working in big and small ways in our community.
Hello, I'm Mandy Lee. I am the City Impact Coordinator here at Perimeter Church, and I am your co-host for today. Today, we're excited to hear from Joan O'Dowd. She's been leading a wonderful team in Roswell. And we're also joined by Deborah Potter, our Director of Community Outreach. Joan, would you tell us a little bit about yourself and your family?
Yes. Thank you so much for having me here with you all today. My husband and I moved to Roswell about a year and a half ago from California. Brendan was serving in the Air Force and retired a few years ago, and we have lived all over the country during our marriage, so we're super excited to really feel like we're starting to put down roots in a community. We have five grown children, and three of them are married. We have three grandchildren with two more on the way.
That's so exciting. What a fun time.
Yes.
We're glad you're here. I know you're new, but we're super glad that you're here. Deborah, what about you? Tell us about your family.
Yeah, so Todd and I have been married for 20 years, and we spent most of it in Sugar Hill, but recently moved to Suwannee, and we have a 15-year-old new driver.
That's craziness.
And a little dog named Snowflake.
What kind of dog is your dog?
She's a Coton de Tulare. So she's a cousin of the Bichon.
There you go. I'm going to have to look that one up. I've never heard of that kind of dog. Well, what we're going to talk today a little bit about is just a little bit about your journey, Joan, with Street Grace. And how, would you tell us a little bit about how you decided to start a team with them?
Yeah, absolutely. So being new to Perimeter, Perimeter is a much larger church than what we're used to. And so as we were looking at getting involved with Perimeter, we almost immediately plugged in with our City Impact team and met with the convener. And throughout our marriage, I've tended to gravitate toward ministries such as Fostering Newborns and Crisis Pregnancy Center, and then also ministering to women who are working in the commercial sex industry. So the first time we met with our convener, he was explaining some of our target areas in Roswell, and one of them was human trafficking. And so that just really struck a chord with me instantaneously. And so from that point on, I told him, I'm all in, what do you need? And we were really starting out on the ground level. So I had the opportunity to meet Deborah almost immediately, and she connected me with some amazing resources in the community, people who are already ministering in that space. And I had the opportunity to speak with a number of them to hear what they were doing and started to develop a vision for how the people in Roswell could get involved immediately. And Street Grace just emerged. I fell in love with their vision for hotel outreach. Because in their model, they would provide training and come alongside and walk with us for as long as we needed it and then set us loose. So it seemed like a really easy and comfortable way for the people in Roswell to start mobilizing in that space and serving.
That's awesome. Yeah, we've gotten to do a little bit with Street Grace with some of the races that they've done to help get funds. And so that's been my exposure with them, but that's amazing that it's been such a good fit for you. What has the response been like? Have you seen encounters that have, I know you have, I'm asking the question so that you can give the rest of our audience the answer, but talk to us a little bit about the encounters that you've had there.
You know, the response has just been outstanding. It really feels like a God thing for me, because almost before I even get out of my mouth, hey, I'm starting this hotel outreach team. We're going to be serving, you know, women who are working in the commercial sex industry, possibly victims of trafficking. People are just jumping up and down saying, yes, count me in. I want to get involved. So we've established some very regular prayer warriors for our program. We have a women's Bible study that has gone out and regularly purchased items for us to put into gift bags to give to the women, but also the children and men that we come in contact with. And then we have had a phenomenal outpouring of people who actually want to be on the ground ministering to the residents of this hotel, and it's been phenomenal.
That's awesome. Deborah, any thoughts there?
We have really enjoyed like living vicariously through Joan and her team and seeing the way they just really, Joan especially, had this big dream of ministering in this community and then praying and asking the Lord where, how, and partnering with Street Grace. It's been such a joy to see the team grow in how they've served and even how they've connected and loved one another as they've gone and served. Joan's leadership and wanting the volunteers to be ready and prayed up and also equipped through training through Street Grace. I love that she's been so intentional with the way they've been serving together. So I've loved seeing how that came together.
That's awesome. What about lessons that you've learned kind of throughout the process, whether they're tactical lessons on how you've been able to engage people or just how it's impacted your personal walk?
Yeah. First of all, I tend to be very type A, organized, planned, have everything
too.
Planned out.
Me too. That's why Joan and I get along so well.
And it's just, you know, when you think of going to one of those hotel areas where you normally wouldn't hang out, I'm so reminded by what Pastor Jeff loves to say, you know, the Holy Spirit is going to make you say things you wouldn't ordinarily say, go places you wouldn't ordinarily go. It just really resonates with me. So just learning to be attentive to the Holy Spirit and His leading and being willing to be used by Him the way He calls. And then just watching people step up and get engaged. We've had several members of our team who have voiced a little bit of concern before we go. One used the word terrified before she went out on her first one. And afterwards, just watching on the, you know, when we're in the parking lot, watching those people just blossom and get so engaged and love it. And then they're hooked. They want to come back time and time again. So it's been exciting watching people maybe step out of their comfort zone, me included, and just be blessed tremendously for it.
That's awesome. Deborah?
Yes.
I have a question for you. Can you tell us why City Impact is important to your department?
Yes. So I often say City Impact is like mission critical for our department. For all the reasons that Joan just said, for people to really be able to love their neighbors well and be involved in all the things in their community, partnering with our nonprofits, but taking that equipping and that learning and living it out amongst their neighbors is exactly why City Impact. We need people where they live, loving where they live, praying over their cities for like specifically and intentionally for their neighbors, all their neighbors, even the uncomfortable places where our neighbors live. I mean, our vision is that when people interact in their cities, in their daily lives, there's not a place that they can go where they won't encounter a Christ follower. And so, I mean, everywhere. And that's what Joan is doing, going to all the places and bringing the gospel in word and deed. And I love that.
Thank you for that. I think for me, what it just really exemplifies is, you know, the both and, you know, going out and serving, like you've mentioned, you know, giving the opportunity for those who wouldn't probably step into that environment on their own. I mean, that's huge. But also, like, the partnership that you mentioned, Deborah, of the training and the equipping, you know, so that our members themselves feel like they have the right tools that they need to go in and do the right thing. That sounds like an amazing God partnership.
Yes.
Between the going and the equipping and all the pieces. So,
and what I love that Joan has also done is realized what a great tool it is. It's been for her and her volunteers that she came back and we met again. She's like, I really want all the cities to have the opportunities that we're having and engaging. And would it be okay if I met with the other city coaches and offered the training and put that out there for anyone to be equipped and be able to do what we're doing? And I'm like, yeah, that would be great. So she's trying to multiply that. And that's a beautiful thing, because especially for human trafficking, that's unfortunately happening in every city. So,
And what I love about what we're doing with our street team in Roswell is we are having those encounters with the women working in the commercial sex industry and also victims of human trafficking. But our audience and our neighbors are just so much larger than that. We're encountering families that are living in poverty. We're encountering single parent families, drug addicts, parolees, ex-cons, drug dealers, pimps. We never know who we're going to be talking to. And so, yes, it's part of the human trafficking initiative for our team, but we're hitting on so much of community outreach and just all of the different, the people that are finding themselves in all sorts of challenging circumstances and being able to share the love of Christ there and to give them hope.
Yeah. Do you have any individual stories that just really have hit your heart throughout this journey, whether it's with a volunteer or with someone that you've been able to connect with?
Wow, that is a great question. Yes, and many. The one that stands out to me, we were ministering in the parking lot, and a young girl, probably about 7 years old, had wandered down with her three-year-old sister. And so we started talking with her and hearing a little bit about her story. She said that her mother had stayed back in their room. We gave them chicken biscuits and let them pick from our little toy table. And she got some Play-Doh for her sister. Her sister was super shy, didn't want to look at us, was just clinging to her sister. And the seven-year-old took a sketchbook and some pencils and was super excited and went running back off. And about 15 minutes later, the two sisters were walking back down again, and our little seven-year-old friend had made us a thank you note with her new sketch pad and pencils. And her once shy little sister wanted to show us what she had made with her Play-Doh and was just talking a mile a minute. So it was really exciting just to make some new friends and be able to bless them.
Thank you for sharing that story. Deborah, what would you say a life-transforming encounter looks like practically to you?
I would say a genuine, initially for the individual, like a genuine interest in knowing who Jesus is, that they're seeing something different about our members who live in their cities. There's something peaceful and calm and loving and gentle and generous with their time, with their interactions.
Not wanting anything in return.
Yes. And just being curious and wondering, why is Miss Jones so different? Like, why would she come here and spend her time with me and talk with me and love me? There's something different about her. I'd love to know what that is. And so having the individuals just having that kind of experience from our members that lead to more conversations.
Right. It's the beginning.
It's the beginning, yes.
The beginning, right? So can you talk a little bit about how people can get involved in community outreach through their city?
There are tons of ways. Let me name the ways.
Name a few.
So for community outreach, there's there's a lot of points of entry for us. But if you're a part of your city impact team, most of our city impact teams have someone who's involved with community outreach. So they know the nonprofits in their cities. They're aware of the opportunities to connect and get involved and volunteer. We also have other coaches that are very involved in the local schools. And with different organizations doing after-school tutoring and mentoring, there's opportunities during the day at schools. There's just really an open door at the school. So every city has a school. So in all of our cities, there's lots of opportunities, either with nonprofits, with our schools, and of course, there's opportunities every single day to serve your neighbors. And I would say that if you live in a city, you kind of intuitively know some of the broken places already that you can engage, but my team is always here to have a conversation about that, brainstorm what that might look like. You may see a need in your city but not really know how to make an impact there. We'd love to talk to anyone about that.
Yeah, you've
come to all the things.
Deborah, for me, it's been such an encouragement. I just started working here on staff not that long ago. So being able to kind of dive into the different ministries and get to know the leaders and the hearts behind what's going on. And it's just been a really sweet time for me, and encouraging that, you know, we have such great people with vision in the cities that want to make an impact in community outreach in the different ministries that we have today. We're focusing on community outreach, but the fact that we have someone that you in any city can come to, and just to really kind of start to unpack what that looks like for your city. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the point of having someone, you know, yeah. Deborah, you have a great team, but there's how many members of our church? A lot.
Quite a few.
So,
and I just thought of another really great way. Plug for October 15th. Put it on your calendars. It's going to be Serve Your City weekend.
Awesome.
And so if you don't know how to serve with your city, our city impact teams will have opportunities. Even what Joan said, you know, if you're not sure and you're kind of nervous, how about just prayer walking? Start with just prayer walking, asking the Lord, where is it that you want me to connect? What do you want me to do? I feel this leading. I'm not sure what it looks like, but Lord, just show me where you want me to invest my time, talent, and treasure. So on that weekend, there, like I said, lots of like entry level, don't be afraid opportunities to serve. So yeah, that should be good.
I love it. Well, thank you. Thank you so much. Both of you for coming and talking with us a little bit today. And we've got so much to kind of think about and process through what you've said. And I'm thankful for you being willing to kind of put your heart out there and take the places that God's really burdened in your own soul and make a difference.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It's been a joy just being able to talk a little bit about what we're doing in Roswell.
This has been a podcast of Perimeter Church. For more information, please visit the City Impact website at perimeter.org/City Impact.